This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am honoring our fathers. And from a scriptural perspective, when I think about fathers, I think about Abraham, because of course, God ordained Abraham as the father of many nations. Recently, I talked about Abraham's blind faith, how he would journey more than 1,000 miles away from his homeland because he knew that God was ordering his steps in that direction and he was very obedient. We also know Abraham to demonstrate the ultimate sacrifice as he was willing to give up his son Isaac, as he thought at that time that was God's will for his life. But as we look honestly at Abraham's life, we see him to be a man. We see him to, be disobedient and a person who is not without sin. Of course, he fell short when he slept with his servant. And he also fell short when he claimed that Sarah was his sister. And in fact, she was his wife. But what we see is that God still acknowledges Abraham and does not withhold his promises. He blesses him in it as an elderly person with a son. And he still claims his title as father of many. So sometimes we have to apply that to our human dads. Some of us are dads, they could do no wrong. Our eyes were not big enough to see them. And then some of us, like me personally, I did not see him. But today we want to transcend that and we want to embrace the viewing of our fathers the way that God views them. And the words that inspire me are, "For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Tomorrow, let's talk about answered prayer. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's honor our dads.